welcome the David Bromberg Band.
Well, see, my mother, just my baby. Oh. I can have them on the home, you know, and I had a little trouble getting inside. I might have drunk a little bit. Finally, my old lady opened the door, you know, and she let me in. She had dinner on the table, man. Candlelight, wine chiller, big box of chocolates. I reached one of the chocolates, you know, and she slapped my hand. I said, Mommy, why are you doing it like this? She said, David, you know, I changed the lock on the door. I said, what are you talking about, baby? She said, listen here, pretty papa. Please get out of my sight. I'm playing quits now. Now don't hang around. You've been a good old wagon daddy, baby, but you done broke down. David, you ought to find yourself a real good people garage. Child, you need an overhaul. Tell the truth, there ain't nothing about you now. They say good morning, boy. Yeah, when you were in your prime, you used to love to run around. Yeah, you were a good old wagon, baby. My man, but you done broke down. Seem like you're just kind of drizzling all the time. You can't make that old wagon pay. Ain't no woman wants a baby when a real man can be found. You were a good old wagon, baby, but you done broke down. And that's all she told me. Wait, listen, I got more to say. Don't be standing there crying just to make a big show. She had a nerve to tell me this man has taught me more about loving daddy than you'll ever know. Yeah, he's the king of loving, just mine is a real sweet woman, 19 years old. She says, Dave, if you quit drinking, I'll satisfy your soul. But I just keep on drinking.
Thank you.
eyes roll down to the black roots of hair that once was so platinum, so shiny and fair. You know she showed me filthy pictures from 2 million BC to old. Open up her kimono so I could see a scar she acquired. One year later, I saw her. Wearing her face in a strange disguise. She carried the smile that they taught her. But she gives it away at the edge of her eyes. And didn't I see the sunshine through the rain before? She's crying and she knows it. She's crying and she shows it on the outside now. Whatever happened to the girl that was? Did she go inside? Because it's cold out here. Sooner or later, she told me, David, I'm in love again, but truly this time. Nothing at home left to hold me. The seat is just great, and the world treats me fine. And didn't she think that I'd heard that old refrain before? She's lying, and she knows it. She's lying, and she shows it on the outside now. Whatever happened to the girl that was? Did she go inside? Because it's cold out here. Take everything her system can stand. Didn't she think that I'd seen someone in pain before? She's dying and she knows it. She's dying and she shows it from the outside now. Because it's cold out here. song to George Clooney. Man, thank God for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? We don't have to be embarrassed. I think it's such a part of it. Thank you. everybody to you. Over there playing violin, mandolin, guitar, and lead smile, Jeff Weiser. Standing next to him, we're privileged to have with us tonight one of my oldest friends and one of the best musicians I know, Jay Unger. And we're equally privileged to have with us a woman whose musical taste I respect so highly. I asked her to co-produce a project with me. Another one of the best musicians I know, Molly Mason. The quarterback of our band, and at one time the only virgin ever to have played with us. Butch Amian. Behind him is the demon of the drums, behemoth of the beat, finisher of the cymbal, the sultan of the sticks. The kahuna of the kick drum. And the god of the groove, Richard Crooks. And while she was out here, I neglected to introduce the lithe young woman who sang with us. That's my wife, Nancy Joy Josephson. Next to a man of whom it's been said he's a living legend, or at least half of that. Mr. C. Kurt Lindbergh. Standing next to him is the only person who's been in this band longer than I have. Peter Ekman. Chicago Bulls jacket. That's a valuable artifact, man. Ain't nobody wearing that shit today. The wonderful reed player, John Furman. We actually planned to do one long set. One very long set, but I was told that we wouldn't be able to sell our shit in the lobby very well. And we may be a lot of things. We might be avaricious and greedy and acquisitive, but we're not stupid. So there's some tunes on my CD that I'd forgotten existed that actually we might do some of them next set. I want you to buy it. Several. Yes, that's right. Christmas is coming up. What's Christmas?
Halloween.
Hanukkah's coming up, though. No, is Christmas coming up? I don't know when it comes this year. Anyhow, I'm going to leave you in the very capable hands of Jay Unger and Molly Mason for a little bit.
Well, we're going to play, start off here, this is a mini set, is what they call it. And a chance for us to try to sell some CDs, too. Of course, this first one is not on any recordings out there. It's a medley of two very old fiddle tunes. One's called President Lincoln's Hornpipe. We think it was written by Harry Carlton because he wrote President Grant's Hornpipe, President Garfield's Hornpipe, and a plethora of other presidential hornpipes. And we'll follow it with, yes, plethora, yes. And right. We'll follow it with another great old fiddle tune called Devil's Dream. And we'll dedicate that to our present president. On one of our CDs. We actually put it on there twice by accident. No. And it's a tune Molly and I wrote together. It's called The Lover's Waltz for all you lovers out there.
Thank you.
back in a couple of minutes, but we'll do one more here with just the fiddle and the guitar. This is another great old fiddle tune, one of our favorites. It's called Bonaparte's Retreat. Comes from Kentucky. In a special fiddle tuning for any of you fiddlers out there, or musicologists, or proctologists, or whatever. It's 3 Ds on the fiddle, 3D tuning. We tune to pass, we care. Thank you. We haven't rehearsed this with the band, but they don't need to rehearse this.
You folks like that sort of thing, don't you?
This one is on our new CD, Relaxion.
And it's exactly like we're about to do now, which we've never rehearsed. But it's this is from the 1930s, from the Delmore Brothers. It's called Blues Stay Away From Me. It's a blues in the key of C. And then, you'll see. Yeah, stop rehearsing, start playing.
That's right.
Don't know why you keep on haunting me. There you go. Love was never meant for me. True love was never meant for me. It seems so. John.
you let me be? Don't know why you keep on haunting me.
David's CD and ours too, and get something to drink and, you know, shake hands with your friends and whatever else you do out there in the dark. Okay, so this next tune, I wrote it in 1982 for our music and dance camps in the Catskills at a place called Ashokan. And yeah, some of you have been there or know about it. Molly and I will run the 25th summer at Ashokan this summer. People come to learn music and dance and just have a dang good time. And in the mid-80s, Ken Burns, the filmmaker, heard this, and we began working with him on a project called The Civil War. And this tune became the theme for that on public television. Now, this was The Civil War, the movie, not the real Civil War. I have had people come up to me and say, "Did you write the theme for the Civil War?" And I'll say, "Yes, I did, Sonny. And I'm working on the Crimean War now." But anyway, this tune has meant different things to different people, and I hope it means something for you tonight. Thank you.
Continue, so please welcome back to the stage David Bromberg.
My best friend to kill me just so he would have it on his mind. You know there ain't just one thing make me want to drink. I swear it's how you treat me. I commence to think, man's name.
Come on in. Come on.
Stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night, dance a little longer. Stay out clothes, throw in the corner, don't see why I can't stay a little longer. Children, you ought to see my gal Sally, she get down and she mow down. Number on the gates, number on the door, and she live right next to a liquor store. I love the girl. Stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night, dance a little longer. Stay out clothes, throw in the corner, don't see why I can't stay a little longer.
Dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
black and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home, and I will pity the miner who's digging my home. Because it's dark as a dungeon and it's damp as the dew. The danger's double and the pleasure's are few. Where the rain never falls, the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
This is the part of our show that pisses John Furman off. Calls this our hootenanny stuff. Well, we can only do it thanks to old brother Rerard. Now we know this. And a mighty wind, yes. We'll never hit 17. We play against the demon. Because you know the odds won't ride with you. Never leave your woman alone. With friends around who steal her, years are gambled, lost like summer wages. So we'll keep rolling on until we get to Vancouver, and the woman I love is living there. It's been 6 long months. More since I've seen her, made me gamble and lost like summer wages. And in all the beer parlors all down along Main Street, the dreams of the seasons were spilled down on the floor. All the big stands of timber are ready for fall, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. So I'll work on those towboats in my slippery city shoes, which I swore I would never do again. Through the great fog-bound straits, where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer waves. And in all the beer parlors all down along Main Street, the dreams of the seasons spill down on the floor. All the big stands of timber are ready for falling, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door.
try to find her, because good memories are all we have before. And though she'd never be changed, because they're all that I'll take with me, now I've gambled and lost my summer wages. Never hit 17. When you play against the dealer, because you know the odds won't ride with you. And never leave your woman alone. With friends around to steal her, here's her gamble, and lost like summer wages. Thank you. Spare me of tricks that just make me feel sick. Now, do I really look that dumb? You must have hit me by now with everything that you've got. And all I can feel is numb. much I hate the phone. And don't come to my house. I need to spend some time alone. Oh yes, I know all right how much I want you at night. Good God, I'm not made of stone. But this is really goodbye. If you want, you can cry, but I think you'd better just go home.
Thank you.
drinking in those greasy bars, keeping out of sight, sleeping in that cold back seat. Let me ride. You know that goddamn road seemed like it just went on forever. Exhaust fumes made our eyes turn red to swell, with our clothes stuck to the seats and to our bodies. It was a stinking summer trip through southern hell, eating carbonated crap, churning up inside all soaked service station towns. Let me ride.
Ben. Come over. John, come over. Come over. Stop it, man. You gotta watch how you're driving, man. You saw the railroad signal. Yeah, I know, but it's the LSD in that water that I'm worried about, man. You almost ran into that little sports car, man. That's not the sports car, Curtis. Was there ever... Wait a second. I'm sorry, friends, it's been a long time since that fucking sports car came our way. That's right. Alright, okay. No, we gotta watch. There's heavy duty trucks all over the place. You have to watch how you drive, okay? Alright. Wait a minute, wait, railroad crossing. You played that railroad thing, didn't you? No, you played "I've Been Working on a Railroad," and here's a damn railroad crossing. Do you know these people? I've never met them before in my life. Okay, but look, let's pull. Let the train go by. Okay, there's a train. It's going. Let them go by. There's another one coming the other way too. Okay, we can get out. Oh, pull over, look out, man. It's a big old semi-truck. Yeah, there he is. Must be carrying something, man. There's grease all over the road. What the hell was he carrying? Does anybody know? No, I wasn't carrying horses. I wasn't carrying cows. Chickens, that's what he had, yeah. Martians. He was carrying Martians.
One of them was having a drink.
What?
One of the Martians was drinking out of a paper cup. He threw it over the side.
Really? I couldn't quite see the cup. Woody Woodpecker, that's very good. I don't know how it fits in, but it's all right, Curtis. The pension check will be in the mail soon. Look, when you're on this highway, you have only two things to fear. God. No, three things. God, this band, and the state police. Oh hell, it's Bradley Crawford! And he's after us! He's got the bubblegum machine going and everything, we better get out of here. backstage was telling me that was special. Kind of like the little bus that carries the special children. It was special. I just come in on the midnight special. How about that? Car broke down in Nashville, girl. Stopped dead in its tracks. I just called to tell you that I need you. Just called to tell you how I feel. I feel like some old urchin. I lost my driving way. I feel like some old. It was a terrible fight. I gave my promise to be home with you. 5 Saturday night. I just called to tell you. Just called to tell you.
Ha ha ha.